Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coach's Corner. I am Kiashana LeCount-Burrell, your host, and let's get started. Today, we are talking about catfishing, and more specifically, why you should not be catfishing people on LinkedIn. For those of you who are not necessarily familiar, the word catfishing means pretending to be someone else online or putting forth a version of yourself that is not realistic or true online. MTV has made tons of money from the show called Catfish, where there are these two great people who go around and help people on the internet expose other people for lying about or pretending to be someone else, someone different than they are online. And I always think that the show Catfish is funny. It's in, like, I don't know, it's fifth or sixth season now. And one of the things that I think every single time that I see it on television is, how are people still getting catfished? Because, you know, in today's technological age, you would really think that it would be harder than it is to do that, to pretend to be someone else, especially when these people are, you know, using the photographs of other people. They are not showing up, you know, they don't want to talk on the phone. They don't want to show up to meet the people in person because obviously they'll be exposed as not true. And I just think this is the strangest thing, that this is still happening in 2018. People are still being catfished. But one of the things that I have been thinking a lot about this week on LinkedIn is that people are sort of doing the same thing. There are several things that I see as far as people misrepresenting information on the version of their resume, their professional experience on there, and even down to the photos. People are essentially catfishing. I thought about this specifically yesterday, and that's what sparked me to start this particular podcast episode or topic, whatever, because I was just amazed at a particular colleague that I know, and I won't call any names because it's not so much about this particular person as it is about this phenomenon that seems to be going forward all across the internet these days. There were people who put forth photographs of themselves that don't look anything like themselves. And I can't help but wonder what happens when an employer or a recruiter goes to your profile and they see this photo, and that may or may not be the deciding factor as far as what makes them bring you in for an interview. But it is really interesting because I can't help but wonder what happens when they've decided to bring you in for an interview and they think that they have one person, the person that they see on the internet, and then you come into an interview and you look nothing like that photo. There are a few things that come to mind when you see that, or when that sort of thing happens. And really, it all just comes down to, it makes you look like a dishonest person. I get that people are trying to put their best foot forward, and you absolutely should. LinkedIn is the place where you want to showcase your best self, your best professional self for employers. However, you know, there's also something to be said about keeping expectations realistic. And one of the first things that I have thought as a career coach, and then most importantly, as a person who's been on the hiring side of the table before, is that when someone comes to me for an interview and I have a certain expectation of what they look like or what they, you know, promote themselves to be based on their online persona, most exclusively their LinkedIn profile, and then they either don't look that way or they don't speak in the way that I would expect someone with their level of professional experience to speak, I immediately have the impression that they've lied and that they're a dishonest person. And that's really unfortunate because, you know, the way that you look especially is something that's not necessarily all that important in the grand scheme of things. It's way more about your qualifications than it is about what you look like. But people want to know, they want to get to know you, and they want to be able to put a face with your name when they're looking over your information. And so, you know, in order to make people, that's one of the great things about LinkedIn, because people are able to stand out from the masses of black and white resumes that come across a hiring manager's desk, by allowing us to go to a LinkedIn profile and to be able to see a photo of you and be able to get a feel for what your personality is like or what your vibe is like based on the way that you have chosen to personalize this thing. But when you're putting forth an image that doesn't look anything like you, you know, I gotta say, it's just really, really challenging. It makes someone, you know, sort of think twice about you, because if you're hiding this one thing, what else are you gonna hide from me? Anyway, so outside of my little tirade, I've got a few do's and don'ts for good LinkedIn profile photos that I think will be helpful for anybody going forward. The first one is, make sure that you're using a recent photo and keep it updated. And not only that, again, make sure that it's a clear and professional photo of yourself. So make sure that we can see your face. You know, I would definitely say that you should smile or project an inviting look to yourself. But also, you know, make sure that this is not something that is, you know, super sexy or makes it look like you are going for a dating profile. Remember that LinkedIn is a professional networking website, and as such, you should be projecting that sort of image. One of the photos that I saw the other day was someone who had taken a selfie, and selfies are okay for your LinkedIn profile as long as you do it correctly. But this person had taken a selfie and then had gone through Snapchat and put on one of the glamour filters from Snapchat. And so because I know this person and because I, you know, for a while worked with them every day, I knew exactly what they look like. And I absolutely did not recognize them in that photo. And then after looking at it for a few minutes, I couldn't help but sort of chuckle, because I was thinking to myself, this, not only does this not look like you at all, this doesn't even look professional. Like there's a little bit of glitter in there, and there's like this filmy gauze to make it look very romantic. And she was trying to just make herself look more attractive, which is understandable, but, or maybe she just thought it was a really good selfie, and I'm not sure. But you know, you have to make it look professional. Make it a recent photo, keep it updated. Make sure that it is not more than 2 years old. If your hair color has changed, or if you're, you know, if you, make sure that you look your age as well. Make sure that you are not making it a party photo. So obviously, you, again, you want to look professional. You want to make sure that this photo does not look like you are out on the town for the weekend. You also want to make sure that this is not a photo that includes other people or people have been cropped out of. It needs to be of you. The background needs to be as blank or as muted as possible. You want to make sure that it's not really busy and it's not really loud, and that, again, you're portraying that professional persona. Now, you do want you to make yourself look personable. So it's important that your photo looks warm and inviting, that it conveys that you are a real person, that you have good character and personality. You don't want to look overly serious. This is not a mugshot. This is not, you know, your driver's license photo. However, you want to make sure that it really conveys your type of personality. To make it its own point, you want to not have a photo that looks like it belongs on an online dating profile. So, a little bit of a funny story. When I was about 22 or 23, I had taken a really cute photo of myself that I just loved. It was my Facebook profile picture. It was super cute. My hair was long and over my eye, but it was just very nice. I thought, anyway. Well, my supervisor asked me for a photo to go onto my, like onto the company About Us thing, or a team page that was just like an About Us page. And so I said, sure. And he just asked me for a photo. He said a selfie was fine. So I gave him that photo because I was super proud of my selfie. May have been the best selfie that I have ever taken. And I didn't think that it was particularly sexy or anything like that. I just thought, this is a really great photo of me, so I'm going to put this everywhere that I can. Well, my supervisor came back to me later that day and said, Kia, I need you to take another photo. And I said, why? What's wrong with my photo? And he was like, no, it's great if you were on blackpeoplemeet.com or on, you know, eHarmony. However, for the purposes of what we're using it for, it's a little too enticing looking. So you need something that's more professional. And it's funny because I hadn't even thought of it that way. But after he said that, I forever looked at that photo as, and jokingly referred to it as my sexy selfie, because it was, you know, I had the filter and the lighting was done in such a way that was meant to make me look as attractive as possible. Like I said, my hair was swept down over one eye. It was very romantic looking. And I was completely oblivious to that at first. I just thought it was a great photo. However, it is a great photo. It's just not a great photo for a professional environment. And so that's one of those things that you kind of have to think about when you are trying to pick a photo for LinkedIn as well. You want to make sure that you're giving the right impression. And you want to be inviting, you want to be personable, but you don't want to be inviting or personable the same way that you would be on Facebook or the same way that you would on Match.com. Again, keep it simple from a composition standpoint. No weird filters, no odd angles. Make sure that it doesn't look super blurry. Make sure that you just want to have one that's well lit and straightforward. You want to make it look very professional. Keep your background very simple. And then finally, the last thing is that the most basic thing is you just want to make sure that it looks like you. There are plenty of opportunities for you to get a professional headshot done. As a matter of fact, next week at Hire Ohio, at our career fair, we will have a free LinkedIn profile headshot booth where you can get that done. But that's not necessarily a necessity. You don't have to have a professional headshot. But what you do need to have is a photo that is clean and professional looking and that looks like the kind of image that you want to put out there into the world. You know, and if you're questioning it or you're wondering about it, I want you to take a moment to look at your profile photo from the guise of someone who is not you. Think about if you were an employer and you were looking at your LinkedIn profile, what impression would they have of you based on that? And would that impression remain the same if you were to come into the office for an interview and they met you face to face? Would they even know who you were? Would they be surprised at how dramatically different that you look? Would they be concerned about anything about you based on the way that you've chosen to present yourself online versus the way that you've chosen to present yourself in real life? And if so, you know, maybe think about changing that. Yeah. This has been a great episode. I appreciate your time. Please feel free to contact us. You can contact me at lecount.7@osu.edu. If you have any questions or would like to submit something as a topic for the podcast, I would really appreciate that. I'm looking forward to talking to you more soon, and have a great day.